Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the Russell Brand podcast exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is really terrific, whether you're in it for listening or for creating audio or both. On the creative side, the app makes it easy to do from anywhere. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording to the proper length before uploading it. That's a really useful feature and easy to use. The music service Tidal made the news again for a promotional experiment that went wrong. We'll get to that and more. First, a reminder. Rain Summit West is coming up this Sunday, April 12th, in Las Vegas. If you're going to be in town for the NAB show, register now for the Rain Summit on Sunday. It's the leading information and networking event for the streaming audio industry. The conference is famous for high-quality panel discussions, research reports, and keynote addresses. And equally famous, by the way, for tremendous networking opportunities. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. More news this week about the most publicized music service of the year so far, Tidal, which was recently relaunched with new ownership by Jay-Z and a cohort of star musicians. One of the key subscriber values that Tidal is promoting is exclusive content contributed by musicians. That sounds good. Music and videos you can't get anywhere else. But it was quickly demonstrated that a streaming exclusive can be difficult or impossible to pull off. Beyoncé and Rihanna both contributed song videos. Very quickly, and perhaps predictably, both videos were uploaded to YouTube, and the takedown game ensued. When we last checked, some copies of the videos had gone dark, which means YouTube disabled them, but others remained. The worst part of this for Tidal is that it changed the conversation. Instead of the value of exclusive music releases, the message unfortunately became that you don't really need to subscribe. Webcast listening reached a new high in February. That, according to the monthly Webcast Metrics report from Triton Digital, the ratings provider for streaming audio. According to Triton, listening to streams rose 5% from the previous month in the U.S. It's a whopping 40% lift compared to a year earlier, February of 2014. How did all that listening transpire? Mostly through mobile devices. In February, 73% of stream listening occurred through phones. By the way, Triton Digital announced that the accreditation status of its ratings from the Media Rating Council was renewed after a year-long auditing process. Universal Music Group is the world's largest record label, and it has launched its own streaming music service, partnering with a Brazilian bank to do so. The bank is called Bradesco, and the on-demand music service is Bradesco Music. Music services often partner with telecom companies to gain exposure to new audiences that are already putting service payments on their credit cards. The Bradesco deal is interesting because it cuts right to the chase. The Bradesco Music service will be offered only to Bradesco credit card customers. The other interesting aspect is that it's a single label service. Only UMG labels and artists will be included. It's a milestone moment for 8Tracks, the playlist radio service. 8Tracks allows users to upload songs and build playlists, which are then shared with other users. These so-called DJs can also take music from SoundCloud and YouTube. The service is used by millions of listeners, and now 8Tracks has its own music library, comprised of 6.5 million tracks. The music comes from independent labels and musicians. Two of the biggest providers are CD Baby and InGrooves, both of which help indie musicians distribute to online services. Now that it's much easier to make an 8Tracks playlist, users can expect the catalog of playlists to grow pretty quickly. It's a fun service to use and an outstanding music discovery platform. Pandora pays for more than half of all webcast music licensing in the U.S. That is the conclusion of intellectual property lawyer Angus McDonald, who sent us his analysis. Looking at Pandora's balance sheet from the company's earnings report and also looking at the year-end 2014 report from SoundExchange, which is the company that collects royalties from internet radio, McDonald concluded that Pandora contributes more than half of all the royalties that are paid into the system. Pandora and SoundExchange are currently arguing before the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board, which will set new royalties by the end of the year. That's for the five-year period starting in January of 2016. Pandora wants those rates to go down. SoundExchange wants them to go up. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.